AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New Orleans is shaken.
I wish I understood better why bad things happen to good people.
That is Senator John Kennedy after a pickup truck rammed into a crowd early this morning in the French Quarter. At least 10 people are dead. New Orleans Police Commissioner Ann Kirkpatrick says this is evil.
And when we face evil, we have a choice. We can run in fear, or we can indeed stand in strength.
The FBI's Aletha Duncan says the driver was Shamsud Din Jabbar. He was shot and killed in a shootout with police.
The person was an Army veteran. We believe he was honorary discharge, but we're working through this process, figuring out all this information.
They do not think he acted alone. Investigators have reviewed video of three men and a woman placing explosives. The Sugar Bowl was supposed to be played tonight in New Orleans, Georgia versus Notre Dame in a college football playoff game. CEO Jeff Hundley says it has been moved to tomorrow night.
We live in the fun and games world with what we do, but we certainly recognize the importance of this, and we're going to support it 100%.
A photo circulated among law enforcement officials showed a bearded Jabbar wearing camouflage next to the truck after he was killed. A New Year's Eve fireworks explosion in a Honolulu area neighborhood killed at least three people and critically injured 20 others. Officials in Honolulu report four other serious fireworks injuries unrelated to that blast. Power was restored to nearly all electrical customers across Puerto Rico after a sweeping blackout plunged the territory into darkness New Year's Eve. Still, Luma Energy warns customers could still see temporary outages in the coming days. It said full restoration across the island could take up to 2 days. One person died, seven others injured, when a Tesla truck caught fire and exploded outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel. This is AP News. Local officials say Israeli strikes in Gaza killed at least 12 people.
As the nearly 15-month war ground on into the new year with no end in sight. Mostly women and children were among the dead when a strike hit a home in the Jabalaya area of northern Gaza. At Al-Aqsa Hospital in central Gaza, friends and family gathered around the body of a woman and a child killed in a separate strike in the Buraij refugee camp. Meanwhile, Israeli security forces were investigating part of a missile that was reportedly launched from Yemen and intercepted by Israel. The debris landed in a street in Bet Shemesh, and no injuries were reported. I'm Nayan Kim.
Parts of the United Kingdom were flooded New Year's Day as heavy rain and powerful winds continued to disrupt celebrations. Several communities in the Manchester area were flooded, with several homes evacuated and cars submerged up to their roofs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.